Questions 39 through 42 are based on the following English lecture.
Good morning. Let's continue our talk about Harriet Beecher Stowe. Though today she is known primarily for her anti-slavery novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, she was popular in her day for other novels as well. In these books, she portrayed the 19th century New England middle class. These novels, a number of religious poems, and articles written for housekeeping magazines form her body of work. It's enough to fill 16 volumes, but only a small part of it is still read today. After teaching in a school managed by her sister, Harriet moved to Cincinnati with her father. There, he became head of a seminary. She was greatly influenced by her father's violent opposition to slavery. In 1852, after publishing Uncle Tom's Cabin in an abolitionist newspaper, she became active in the anti-slavery movement. Though Uncle Tom's Cabin was run in an abolitionist newspaper, she claimed it was not abolitionist propaganda. Harriet even claimed that the book was not directed against the South. Her most risky venture was begun after the Civil War. She bought a plantation to help the newly freed blacks. However, the farm was an economic failure. So too was her own economic life, for neither her husband's salary nor her own earnings were large enough to support a happy and comfortable existence.
Question number 39. What is Harriet Beecher Stowe most famous for today? Question number 40. Which of the following adjectives best characterizes Harriet Beecher Stowe? Question number 41. When did Harriet Beecher Stowe buy a plantation? Question number 42. What claim did Harriet Beecher Stowe make about Uncle Tom's Cabin? Questions 43 through 46 are based on the following commercial.
There are places you can go for a pound of spaghetti for $5.95. There are also places you can go for a pound of lobster for $12.95. But in how many places can you find a pound of lobster for $5.95? Just one. That's Dan's Place on the tip of Cape Lynn right off Route 98. If you're looking for white tablecloths, fancy dishes, and imported wines, you'll be happier somewhere else. But if you're looking for some really good food at really good prices, then Dan's Place is the place for you. We're not fancy, but we're a lot of fun. We carry a full range of seafood and freshwater fish. We also offer vegetable platters for the vegetarians and pitchers of beer for the beer drinkers. What's more, we make some of the best homemade pies east of the Mississippi. So just hop into your car and don't leave the kids home. Remember, Dan's has a special junior menu with junior prices.
Question number 43. What special offer or selling point does Dan's restaurant make in its commercial? Question number 44. What type of food does Dan specialize in? Question number 45. Which word best describes the atmosphere at Dan's Place? Question number 46. What item is not found on the menu? Questions 47 through 50 are based on the following talk.
In 1846, Englishman William J. Toms defined folklore as manners, customs, observances, superstitions, ballads, proverbs, etc., of the olden time. But folklore doesn't happen only in the distant past. As we go about our lives, forming and participating in different groups and activities, we create modern-day folklore. The folklore of the United States can be described as a convergence of cultures and an exchange of many folk traditions. In New York City, for instance, cultures interact constantly. At the city's West Indian Day Parade, celebrants dance down the avenues to the beat of reggae and soca. In many neighborhoods, Hasidic Jews walk around wearing the distinctive black hats and clothing of their ancestors and speaking with a New York accent. At the Puerto Rican Day Parade, marchers wave cardboard machetes. The machete, a large metal knife used for chopping sugarcane, symbolizes the independent spirit of farmers on the island of Puerto Rico.
Question number 47. What is the main subject of the passage? Question number 48. In which of the following classes would this lecture most likely be given? Question number 49. Which location is mentioned as a place where many cultures come together? Question number 50. What does the machete symbolize for farmers in Puerto Rico?